I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. It was built to look like the United States Capitol and is now a National Historic Landmark. Georgia's capital moved from Milledgeville to Atlanta in 1868, but without any buildings to house it. So state government had two temporary quarters, the old Atlanta City Hall and the Kimball Opera House. In 1883, the state legislature authorized $1 million for building a new Capitol building. Lawmakers wanted it built from Georgia marble and granite, but that was too expensive, so the Ohio construction firm in charge built it with Indiana limestone instead. But Georgia marble was used for the foundation, the cornerstone, the interior floors and steps, and many of the walls, along with 500,000 bricks from Atlanta's old City Hall. 250 men worked for 4.5 years and completed the building in March of 1889. Topped with the Goddess of Liberty, it was the tallest building in Atlanta at that time. The tin-covered dome was regilded with Dahlonega gold in 1958 and several times since. Construction began on one of the most recognizable features of Atlanta's skyline on November 13, 1884, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia History is made possible by support from Georgia Power and is a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org. Georgia Power, serving our state for more than 140 years.